Hello. Read Brave uses the power of stories to talk about important things. This year's theme is Owning Our Stories, Rising Together for a Better St. Paul. We all have our own stories to tell. Everyone's story is important, and it's important to listen to each other. My name is C. Bang, and I work for the St. Paul Public Library. I will read for you the first chapter of a story called Astrid and Apollo and the Starry Campout by local author V.T. Badania, illustrated by Dara Lashia Lee and published by Picture Window Books. Chapter 1. Bright Enough. Astrid pushed the clothes to the side. She sat on the floor. Then she took a big breath. "Hiding in a dark closet is not fun," she said. Astrid did not like the dark. She didn't like shadows. She felt worried when she couldn't see anything. But she had her special glow-in-the-dark wand with her. The wand made her feel safe. She pressed the power button and the wand turned on. "Where are you, Astrid?" asked Apollo. Her twin brother stood outside the closet. She heard his voice through the door. "Not in here," said Astrid. She watched the lights from the wand glow onto the wall. "Everyone's in the car already," Apollo said. Astrid looked up at the door. "I said I'm not here." Her family was taking their first camping trip. Apollo had always wanted to go camping. He was so excited. Astrid was not. "We're waiting for you," said Apollo. "Guess you'll have to go without me," said Astrid. "Hurry up so we can leave," Apollo said. Astrid made a face. "I don't want to go camping." "Why not?" Apollo asked. "Is it because of what Lily said?" Astrid frowned. Their cousin Lily just got back from camping. She told them she saw a bear playing in the trees near her camp. Lily said it was big and mean. Plus, Lily got 50 mosquito bites. At first, Astrid could not believe it. Then she counted them. It was exactly 50 bites. Lily said the bathrooms were really smelly. The toilets didn't even flush. Every time she went near the bathroom, Lily pinched her nose. Her nose was all pink when she got back. Astrid did not want to run into a big, mean bear. She did not want to get 50 mosquito bites. And she for sure did not want to use a toilet that didn't flush. "Come out right now!" Apollo opened the closet door. "Hey!" Astrid stood up. She dropped the wand. Apollo laughed. "I knew you were in there!" "Of course!" Astrid put her hands on her hips. "You heard me talking." Apollo peeked inside the closet. "Were you hiding so you don't have to go camping?" Astrid made fists at her side. "I was not hiding," she said, even though she was. Apollo saw the wand on the floor. The lights shined up at his face. "What are you doing then?" he asked. "I'm testing my glow-in-the-dark wand," Astrid said. Astrid was not happy about sleeping outside. Sure, she would be in a tent with her family, but they would be in the dark. If the wand was really bright, Astrid would be able to see. Then she wouldn't have to think about shadows. Astrid pointed at the wand. "Do you think it will give us enough light?" she said. Apollo crossed his arms over his chest. "Enough light for what? Did Lily tell you a scary story about the dark too?" "No, but I want to make sure our camp has a lot of light," said Astrid. "It will," Apollo said. "And if it does get really dark, you won't be alone. We'll all be together. You'll have such a good time. You won't even think about Lily. You can't believe her stories anyway." Astrid knew that was true. Lily usually made things sound scarier than they were. One time, she said the new slide at the water park was 250 feet high. It turned out to be only 25 feet. Another time, Lily said a giant gorilla broke out of his cage at the zoo. It turned out to be a baby chimp. Still, Astrid couldn't help feeling worried. "I know you'll like camping, Astrid," said Apollo. "Listen, maybe Mom packed egg rolls. We all love her egg rolls. We can eat them on the way to camp, or we can eat them at the camp. We can sit by a campfire. It will be an adventure." An adventure sounded nice to Astrid. "Are you sure?" she said. Apollo nodded. "Astrid and Apollo, what's taking so long?" Mom called from downstairs. Apollo took Astrid's arm. "Let's go. Camping is going to be so fun." And that is the end of chapter one, my friends. I hope you liked it. And if you want to continue reading Astrid and Apollo in the Starry Campout by local author V.T. Badania, illustrated by Dara Lashia Lee. It is available as ebook and regular print book through the library website at www.spppl.org. Thank you.